It is a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. And we're joined by the Arts Council's Executive Director, Mara Hanel. Good afternoon, Mara.
Good afternoon, Ron.
Well, let's talk about some basics here when it comes to the Arts Council. We haven't done that for a while. Give me a bit of a history in the Arts Council. How it was formed and why?
The Arts Council was formed way back in late 70s, I suppose, like right in the 70s,
okay.
At the same time as the Regional Development Commissions started to exist and have their boundaries, and then the arts started soon after. Certain parts of the states had arts councils prior to that, down in the southwest corner,
mm-hmm.
So there was a model of art, all the arts being served by a central organization in that area, so then they started to bring that to the rest of the state on the same borders and geographical boundaries for counties as the Regional Development Commissions.
Okay.
So, yep.
And the purpose for them is what?
You know, the purpose is to be a catalyst for growth and development, to serve both as a funding mechanism in the different regions. There's 11 regional arts councils in Minnesota, always has been 11, and in those areas, then we provide grant funding, organize a way of getting the grant funding out in our area, so do that grants administration, set up panels and the process for review that's equitable,
mm-hmm.
As well as just fair and follows the guidelines of the legislature mandates. And then we look for services that in a grassroots way serve our area and then put those in our planning documents to have that be part of each year. Each 2 years we create the biennial plan, and
okay.
Then in that we've done a needs assessment and determined what services we're going to offer into our sector of the state. So it's
mm-hmm.
a combination of giving grant funding, so like an arts bank kind of thing, as well as the services. And in our area, services have kind of changed throughout time, but it always seems to be that we've provided training opportunities, promotional and marketing opportunities where we help to spread the word on artists and arts activities in our area. And then, of course, maybe about halfway through our funding, we started to do more with showcase. So either showcasing in a gallery space or showcasing in a different manner to provide a way for people to show what they're up to and to show the community general residents what's going on in the arts. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
All right, very good. And they serve a 7-county area in northwest Minnesota: Norman, Polk, Marshall, Red Lake, Pennington, Kitson, and Roseau. You mentioned grant support. You have deadlines for grant applications coming up very soon, don't you?
We do. We have a couple of our main programs have a deadline of November 1st. So our Arts Legacy Grant, there's a category that we just call regular. It's the catch-all for almost all the projects,
mm-hmm.
and that is a $10,000 grant, and that has a November 1st deadline. And then a smaller grant for projects that aren't quite as complicated or they just don't want some of the reports and paperwork that goes along with the legacy grants. We have that grant. It's called Arts Project Grant, and people are applying into that right now for $3,000. And when I say people, I mean more arts organizations, city of, for their festivals. Some school districts are applying right now.
Right.
And then we also have a grant for schools that gives them up to a $3,000 grant for arts equipment, and that has a November 1st deadline also. So schools can apply, for instance, to if their art department needs a kiln for pottery or their kiln has died on them,
mm-hmm.
then they might look to buy a more expensive kiln and they need to put a 25% cash match towards the project. So if their project costs $4,000, for instance, they might get $3,000 from us,
because mm-hmm.
That's the maximum grant, and put $1,000 in from their education foundation or their school district budget or private donations or something.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So those who haven't applied in the past, is the process for application streamlined, fairly easy?
Oh, that's a loaded question. We do the best we can.
Okay.
I would say that going to our grant training is very helpful, which
right.
I do have today. We're offering one here in our office at 5, so in a couple hours,
okay.
Which might be too short notice for your listening public.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do one-on-one related to grants. People can come to our office and use our equipment, our computer, while I'm close, you know, to just
sure.
help them out.
Yep.
You can still enter on paper. You can fill out the questions. Now, we really are going to work this next year, Ron, on trying to put a good lens on our applications and see if we can combine some questions or eliminate some questions
right.
because, you know, some feedback is your still too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But we really do need to review the application against the criteria, so it's hard to get it so streamlined that we can't actually review it as a panel,
right,
you know.
Right.
So there's a middle ground there between pleasing everyone with a simple application and really being able to review it well enough to make a determination,
yeah.
you know. So
yeah.
so right now we're trying to take out some of those barriers for people that just don't use computers as easily and come to our office or, you know, put pen to paper and then we'll enter it on your behalf. So,
okay.
So, you know, we're attempting to allow people to use our system, which is an online system for putting grants in. The organizations that are a little more technically savvy, you don't have to be ridiculously technically savvy, have liked our system because
mm-hmm.
it archives now all your past grants.
Oh.
So if you're an organization that's a nonprofit in our area, once you've written a grant, if you write a similar one the next year, you can just grab text from your old application and adjust it and always see that old application,
okay.
you know. So,
sure.
So that's
sure.
kind of nice.
Yeah, the application process is user-friendly, as you heard from Mara, and don't be intimidated. If you need help, you want guidance, it is available for you from the folks there at the Arts Council. And one more topic, if we can talk about it here, Mara, at the end of our conversation. Workshops are underway called We Are Water. For listeners who don't know what that is, explain that for me.
Yeah, we have the Crookston, there's a steering committee in Crookston that
mm-hmm.
is bringing in the We Are Water larger exhibit from Minnesota Humanities Commission down in the Twin Cities. And they are receiving that exhibit right mid-January into the University of Minnesota Crookston. And we're doing We Are Water workshops where people come together to attend the workshop and create on a 12x12 canvas around that theme. So, Ron, we're having people journal at the beginning just to say, when you hear We Are Water Minnesota, what comes to mind in your head? Is it recreation? Is it
mm-hmm.
my healthy body? Is
yeah.
it some other issue about conservation of water or pure water? And then they are able to grab a bunch of supplies that are in the room and just start to create over the course of 2 hours a piece that would be in this show to complement the Humanities Commission. So we'll have about 44 12x12 size canvases up in our gallery space in East Grand Forks
mm-hmm.
from November until mid-January, and then they'll move to UMC to complement the bigger exhibit and be up till March, the beginning of March. And the artists, not even artists, but the people creating art, you could come and create art,
sure.
they'll have their piece up and have a reception at the University of Minnesota Crookston to see the other show in companion with their canvas. At the end of January. I think it's Friday, January 25th. That's
okay.
the opening reception for everyone involved. And we're hoping to get about 60 canvases, you know, so
hey.
It should be a really fun
yeah.
show.
Yeah, all right. And to find out
yeah.
more and register, contact the Arts Council. Their phone number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. Check out their website, NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.org. Kristen Eggerling does a great job on that. And by the way, Mara, she was down here to our studio in East Grand Forks last Thursday, videotaping me talking about what we do in producing our segment, and she'll be taking that video out to Seattle, Washington.
I'm glad that she got down there to do that video with you. I think that'll be really nice to tell the nation about our relationship and collaboration with these interviews that turn into podcasts. And it's been 8 years, like that we've been doing this, and it's just a really nice way to remind people what's going on in our area. And you know what? The other thing I like, Ron, about it always is that the service that we're doing, our two organizations together, help artists and arts organization leaders have a really nice piece that they can even reference on what they do. So it gives them that professionalism that can be a little tricky for them to find related to a podcast or an interview. So, great job.
It's a great working relationship. Well, Mara, thank you so much, and enjoy our toasty weather coming up.
Hopefully we'll get outside and enjoy this weekend if it actually turns out to be warmer, like they say.
All right. We'll hook up down the road, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Mara. Mara Hannell, Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1.